Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 22nd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to continue with part two. Part two, we are talking about, we talked about yesterday, part one, we defined the word attune, A-T-T-U-N-E, or attunement. Today, we want to focus on the word atone, or atonement. So we mentioned the word attune and the word atone, and we broke down both of those words. So we want to go a little bit deeper down this word atone. So hopefully you tuned in and you heard part one, because in order for you, brothers and sisters, to be effective in life, you got to be on the right tone or the right frequency, the right tune. Now, man, I don't know. Sometimes life is a little rough. We all go through things in life. Your blueprint in life overrides your imprint on life. Your life is being controlled by an unconscious code. Your life is being controlled by this unconscious code. Blueprint overrides imprint. So the only way to change is to tune in. And you have to tune into the blueprint to override the imprint. You have to tune into the blueprint to override the imprint. You have to tune with the right tone. So tune, T-U-N-E, is the word attune. It is a musical setting. It is a succession of sounds that form a melody. Right now, the sounds, the thoughts in your brain are coming together, but they're not forming a melody. They're forming disharmony because of the wrong tune that you're playing in your head. Tune, excuse me, is a state of being in the proper pitch. Tune means that you have the proper pitch. Pitch means that you're going to put or you're going to set up a definite place or a position. Since you don't have a definite chief aim in life, you don't have a definite pitch in life, you don't have a definite tune in life, so you don't have a definite tone in life. Everything starts with purpose. You cannot even think about being successful if you don't got your purpose. Because purpose, again, establishes the tune. It's like if I'm going to take my weapon and I'm going to go and I want to shoot my weapon and I don't have a target, bullets, but I have no target, but I'm going to shoot and I'm going to say that I am a marksman, I'm successful. How can I define my success when I have no target or no way to measure my success? So you are telling me, or you're telling yourself, that you are going to do or be blank. But that blank is left blank. But you are working hard. You get up every day. You go to work. You do this, that, but you have no dream. You have no vision. You have no destiny. You have no T-U-N-E. No tone. If you have no tone, you have no pitch. If you have no pitch, that means you don't have a fixed or definite place or position. Place, position, fixed. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Fixed means firm, not movable. So you got this, you got that. You're not set. You're intent on something. You have not burned all your bridges. You got an escape route. You got options. I don't have no options. I'm either going to do this and be very successful at this, or I'm going to die. I don't want to live on an earth where I got to be fake, can only get paid for being me. So if I don't do this and do this well, if I don't master this and master this well, then I want to die. I don't want to be on earth. I've already done everything. I've already slept with all the women. I've drove all the cars. I've lived in all the houses. I've visited all the places. I've done it already, brother. I've done it already, sister. So I'm angry and I'm pissed off because people don't understand my speech and my verbiage. They don't understand my righteous indignation. They don't understand my tone. And most people who hang out with me, they can't hang out with me because I'm not on your frequency. Not you personally, but I can count on one hand the number of people that I can talk to. Actually, I don't even need the whole hand because of my tone. Now, I'm probably going to say something. In fact, I know I'm going to say something today that's going to piss you off. And You may or may not want to continue to be on my tone. That's cool. I pissed off everybody else already, so I'm okay with it. Let me make sure you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, because your blueprint in your life overrides the negative imprint on your life. Let me say that again. Your blueprint, brother, your blueprint, sister, my job is to give you your blueprint, because it is fixed, it is firm, it is fashioned, it is stable, it is permanent. Permanent. Man, you changing every freaking week. Just like I did. How do y'all think I got here? Do you? I'm almost 60 years old, man. Do you know how long it took me to get here? And you've been doing this for a freaking week? Come on, man. Now, I'm telling you up front, you might want to disconnect, because I'm going to say something today. I'm going to piss off some listeners today, because I need you to understand, because I'm pissed off. I'm not pissed off at you. I'm pissed off at the fact that you cannot identify you. I'm pissed off that you are on the wrong tone. You're on the wrong frequency, as we talked about yesterday. And I'm telling you how to get tuned in. And we talked about it yesterday, so I'm not going to bore you about going over it today. But I need you to understand, brothers and sisters, that you have to be extreme. You have to burn all bridges behind you. It's either win or perish. You don't have that disposition yet. That's why you're not successful yet. Now, if you hang out with me, I guarantee you, you cannot hang out with me and not be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. It's impossible, because my state of being is in proper pitch. That's what the word attuned means. I'm in the proper pitch. Now, as I've just alluded to, the word TCH is a musical word. It means that I have a fixed and definite place or position that I'm in, fixed. There's nothing you, Obama, Trump, nothing, nobody that can come and tell me that's going to change my position. No demon, no devil, no angel, not even God himself can come down here and tell me to change my position, because God is the one that gave me my position. So if God comes down, I know it's going to be this God that you probably serve. It's going to be the God that has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he's transformed his demons. So you listen to that God, and you follow that God, and that God is leading you down a path of unrighteousness, but you don't overstand because you're on the wrong tune. You're in the wrong position. It's not fixed. It's not permanent. So you need to tell me, somebody going to come and tell me, hey, Brother Will, I really don't think you should do this. That's like somebody come and tell me, hey, Brother Will, I really don't think you're black. Okay, let me check in the mirror. Okay, you make it maybe I'm caramel. I maybe could pass for a light skinned. I don't know, maybe caramel. All I know is I'm a colored man. So if an angel of God came and told me that your skin color is not the color that I'm gonna look at my skin color, and I'm gonna look at the angel, and I'm gonna say, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Now you're not doing that. Because any Reverend Dr. Bishop come and tell you and blow smoke up your butt, you're going to believe him, and you're going to change your fixed position. You're on the wrong pitch. You're batting for the wrong team. That's why you change your dear Camille, your goal every week. You have not erected. Now, the word pitch means erection. It means erect. Now, not to be vulgar, but you ever seen the male genitalia when it is erect? I don't know if y'all ever seen one. So if I got one, and I've seen mine, when it becomes erect, it means upright posture. It means raised. It means, again, like I told you, I'm going to piss some people off today. It means full of blood. It means established. It means that it is very construct. That's what erect means. So what are you erect about, brother? Nothing. That's kind of what I thought. So what's my purpose in life is to get you hard. That's my purpose, is to get an erection out of you. Because right now you got a limp noodle. Right now, your sound. Now, T-U-N-E and T-O-N-E. Look at the definitions of those words, please, at your convenience, of course. You will find that those two words basically mean the same thing. It means any sound that's in reference. So it's a vibration. It is a sound that vibrates. So T-U-N and T-O-N-E, T-U-N-E, are basically the same words. It means to give the proper tone or to give the proper pitch. So you don't have a pitch. That means that you're not willing to die for something. That means you have not found your mode, M-O-D-E. Now, the word literally means in the Greek, or in the Latin word, is T-O-N-U-S. In the Greek, it's T-O-N-O-S. It means to strain. So you ain't stressed. There's no strain on your life, brother. Sister, in fact, you're pretty comfortable. You're not stretching. Tone, T-O-N-E, like tune, it means that you got a dream, but it's not stretching you. So if what you are going to do, if I ask you, where do you see yourself a year from now? And if you can't say it like, Brother Will, I want to be, if you ain't scared, if your dream, brother, if your dream, sister, doesn't frighten you, doesn't scare you, that's not your dream. Let me say that again. You got a dream, right? You got a goal. You got something that you want to do. You want to be. You want to be me? I want to be wealthy, healthy, wiser, in a better relationship with the same person. That stretches me, brother. That scares me. Why? That means I got to stop being selfish. That means I got to literally give up some of the stuff. I got to come up with a different modality. Tone means mode. The word mode, M-O-D-E, is the manner by which you act or do. It is your method. It is your way. What's your way, brother? What is your way, sister? I know you got your 30 steps in 30 days like I got, right? I know you got it. I know. You've been listening to me long enough. I know you got your program. You got a method. You got a way freaking written down on paper that you can email me today. I know you got it. I know you got it. I know you got it. So what's your method for health, brother? What's your method for health? I know you got a diet. I know you got it. I know you got a system in place that you got written down on a piece of paper that tells me how you're going to detox, how you're going to get the freaking mucus out of your body. I know. I know you're going to you're going to drink apple cider vinegar, or you're going to drink lemon water, you're going to drink intention water, you're going to drink what I drank this morning. I drank almost a gallon of Concord grape juice, 100%. Man, I've been blowing the restroom up. So I know you got something that's doing the same thing I'm doing to detox, to get the mucus and get the bullshitness out your system. I know you got it, and I know you got it written down. I know. I know. I ain't going to even ask you. You ain't got to email it to me. I already know you got it. I know you got it. I already know that you got a program that's going to drop 30 pounds in 30 days because you either got my program or you invented your own. Because remember, I told you that you either join my system or you create your own freaking system. I know you got a diet. I know you understand food combining. I know you're not combining simple carbs and complex carbs and protein and sugar at the same time. I know you are not doing that, brother. I know, so I'm not going to even ask you. I already know that you're healthy. I already know you got a system written down, a methodology, a modality. I know. I already know that when it comes to relationship, based upon my failed 25-year marriage, and based upon the fact that I've freaking slept with so many women that I lost count, and based upon the fact that I am a walking, talking, living, breathing example of what not to do in a relationship, so I know you're doing the opposite of what I did. I know. So I know you've done what I've done, since I got to repair my marriage now. So I know you got you an intuition journal like I got. So I know that you're going through and you're writing down the things that you're doing that only benefit your wife or your mate. You don't get no benefit out of it. And I know every day you're doing things. Like me, I'm doing 5 things every day. So I know you're writing down in your journal things that you're doing in your relationship for your partner to, again, tune into them, to be sensitive to them, to be empathetic, to be sympathetic, because we know that means A-T-U-N-E. I know you're doing that in the area of relationship. I know it because you've been listening to me. And you've been learning from my mistakes, so that way you are not. I know you're just talking to your wife or your mate crazy. I know that you're not going off. I know that you. I know you're not acting out anymore. I know that you're going on an emotional tirade because of the fact that you can't get your way, because that's what I did. I know you're not packing up your shizness every time something goes south and moving in with some other female like I did. I know you're not doing that because you're listening to me and you're learning, hey, Brother Will did that. It didn't go well for him. So I'm not going to do that. I know you're doing that. I know you got a method in place, brother. I know you got a method in place, sister, because I know you're an intelligent individual. So I know that you have a manner of behaving according to a condition or a status or a fixed position that is going to allow you to perform a task or respond to a problem. I know. It's called a life-sustaining pattern. Because I know you know that your blueprint that God gave you for your life overrides your imprint that the devil put on your life. I know you know that because you listen to me. So I already know that you're moving in the direction of wealth, the direction of health, the direction of wisdom, the direction of a great toe-curling relationship. I know that you're curling, your toes right now are curled. Because you're in such a great relationship with your mate. I know it. Why? Because you got a blueprint on your life, brother, that overrides the negative imprint that the devil put. You're trying to remove your negative habit pattern. The way that you remove it is you got a method. You got a way. I know you got a five-year plan written down. I know you got a three-year plan written down. I know you got a one-year plan written down. Why? You have a way. You got a method to perform a task that's going to respond to a problem properly in a manner that is according to the Latin word modus, M-O-D-U-S. It means it can be measured. I can look at it and I can guarantee your success because you got a mathematical formula. That's what the word T-O-N-E means. It means method. The word method means mode. The word mode is a modality, is a manner by which you think that controls the way that you feel, that can then controls the way that you exist. It means a note of one octave. So your modality determines your reality. And I know you got a great modality. You got a great measure. You got a great octave. Your modality, the word mode, has a root word that comes from the word medicine. So the reason my program works is because I'm giving you medicine in a manner that is grammatically logical. According to the Latin, 14th century, the word mode means modus. In Latin, it means a mode, M-O-D-E, that establishes a mood, M-O-O-D, as a result of grammar that is logically spoken. This grammar is medicine. So according to 1660, the word mode has the same meaning as the word medicine. It is the value or the item that occurs in frequent succession or series. So whether I get frequent in his training, that's my mode, that's my method, that's why it works, because that's my medicine. So when you go to the doctor to get your medicine, I go to the gym to get my medicine when it comes to weight loss. When it comes to wealth, I do blog talk shows. I sell books. I do claironomic programs. Why? That is my medicine. That is the science or the practice of my mode or my way that results in the state of my health, the state of my wealth, the state of my wisdom, the state of my relationships. Everything is the result of my method, the result of my way. That's the result of my tone. That's the result of my tune. So if I have the wrong tune, I'm going to have the wrong tone. I'm going to have the wrong mold. I'm going to have the wrong medicine. I'm going to stay sick. What is my sickness? Poverty. What is my sickness? Disease. What is my sickness? Ignorance. What is my sickness? Bad relationships. But I got medicine for that. I got the right pitch. I got the right character. I got the right sound. I got the right frequency. I got the right wave. I got the right vibration. I got the right God. Because in the beginning was the Word, a.k.a. frequency, tone, tune, tenet, T-E-N-E-T. It's a manner of speaking. I am speaking with the right frequency. It means a vocal pitch or a raised voice or accent. Let me say that again. A vocal pitch, a raised, why y'all think I be yelling sometimes? Raised voice, a accent. It's a manner. My modality is the manner by which I speak. That is the way that I am going to impart tone. The key to you changing or overriding your limiting beliefs is to get with somebody who has a raised speech, who have a certain diction, a certain tone that they can impart. The word impart means to make known, to tell, to relate, to disclose, to give, to bestow, to communicate. Is that not what I am doing today? Let me say that again. This is very important because you're hanging out with the wrong people, brother. You're hanging out with the wrong people, sister. Or you watching Love and Hip Hop or Basketball Wives or whatever, and they got the wrong tone, the wrong tune, and they are importing it to you. And so, therefore, you got the wrong mode. You got the wrong fixed position. You got the wrong medicine. So you don't heal. So you stay sick. And you're wondering why you're sick. The reason that you're sick, my anointed brother, the reason that you're sick, my educated sister, you're on the wrong frequency. You're on the wrong wave. You're on the wrong vibration. Somebody is imparting an incantation to you that's the wrong one. So unless you I am part. Unless you become a part of your purpose, because everything starts with purpose, unless somebody can divulge your purpose to you, unless somebody can reveal your purpose to you, you can't become in part. I am part. Everything is the result of communication, which is what I am doing to you today. What I am doing to you, what I'm talking, I'm trying to give you a part of your own possession. Early 14th century word origin, import, to give a person a part of their own possession is to give them their own share. They can take part in their own share. All I'm trying to do, I don't want you to become a part of what I'm doing. I'm trying to give you your own share, brother. I'm trying to give you your own share, and you don't want to take it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I'm trying to help you, and the whole time I'm trying to help you, you're fighting me. You're like, oh, man, I'm not listening to Brother Will today. I got better things to do. Love and Hip Hop is on. It's crazy. So I'm trying to get you your possession. It doesn't benefit me at all. Now, your part, brothers and sisters, is what this is all about. That's what the word T-O-N-E means. There's a certain frequency or a certain wave or a certain vibration that when you hear it, it's medicine, and it allows you to override your imprint with your blueprint. But the problem is you don't got a blueprint. Now, I've been doing – everybody listening to the show already got their Dear Kinnear report. Now, a blueprint should develop a architectural drawing in your brain. It is a print made by a process. That's a blueprint. So I got a process in four areas: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. My process is designed to produce a print or an image in your brain that is a detailed outline or plan of action, blueprint. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you cannot tell me right now, if you can't talk at least for an hour, right now, today, no books, no paper, no notes. If you cannot talk off the top of your dome for an hour, if I can't bring you onto my blog talk show and ask you this question, and you cannot talk for an hour, you're on the wrong tune with the wrong God. If you cannot talk for 1 hour about each of the four areas and your plan of action to achieve your goal, if I ask you, how are you going to, first of all, if I ask you, what is your goal in the area of wealth? You say, Brother Will, I'll make $100,000 this year. How are you going to make $100,000 this year? Brother Will, I'll make $100,000 this year by establishing an online business. What is your online business that you're going to be establishing that's going to generate this $100,000? Well, I don't really know what I'm going to be selling or what I'm going to be doing or talking about, but I know I want to do it online. Okay. Okay, could you explain to me and the listening audience your detailed outline or plan of action, a.k.a. blueprint, in the area of wealth? Well, I got mine published. I published mine like 20 years ago. And I gave it to you guys so y'all can copy mine. Everybody got a copy of my book, The Eagles Club. So I said 20 years ago I wanted to form an Eagles Club, and I did. I did like three or four different times before I came up with the Clarinomics Club. Now I got a book, another book, go figure. Why Brother Will got all these books? Well, as I talked about in the 7 p.m. show, if it's – now remember – declare and decree. Declare means you have. Declaring has nothing to do with your mouth. Declaring has to do with your process, your principle, your procedure. That's what declare means. Declare means that I have a step-by-step system that I'm going to decree. That's what declare means. That's a blueprint. So a blueprint, now remember we talked about this during the 7 o'clock show. The word declare has those three S's in it. Y'all remember? Because, again, it talks about this thing called a sympathetic resonance. Now, this is a little bit off topic, but this is a tone. This is a T-U-N-E, and this is a A-T, atonement. How much time I got left? 20 minutes. I got to break down two more words for you guys and you gals. So when we were talking about atonement and attunement, and we were talking about purpose, we were talking about this thing called sympathetic. And we said that you have to be sympathetic. You got to have what is called, this thing called a sympathetic resonance. That is the key to the kingdom. Now, we said that a sympathetic resonance is a sympathetic vibration. It is a harmonic harmony. Sympathetic resonance is a vibrational body. Now, this vibrational body, which should be you, responds to external vibrations to which it has a harmonic likeness. Heavenly Father, if your children don't get anything, please allow them to get this. Sympathetic resonance is the law, what some people call the law of attraction. Some people call it, the principle of resonance. It is the understanding that vibrational things are sympathetic. It means a vibration that is produced in one body by a vibration, which is a thought, of the exact same nature or period in a neighboring body attract each other. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. It is a wave, according to physics. Now, that means when you meet somebody and you say that person has a bad vibe, that means that you guys are not sympathetic. You're not on the same, you're not reverberating a wave of likeness. You're not a harmonic likeness. So you tell me, Brother Will, I want to make $100,000 this year. I'm going to tell you, you're not a harmonic likeness with $100,000. Your next question should be, well, Brother Will, how do I establish the proper sympathetic vibration that allows me to be the bioacoustical match upon my voice that I can measure with my program that I used to have that I don't have no more? I thought I still have it, but I had it on my old laptop that I ended up throwing away, and I forgot to put it onto my new. So I'm going to get the program again. But see, I don't need that program that measures. Now, I can tell, again, using bioacoustics, whether you're sick or not. Any disease in your body can be measured bioacoustically. Now, this is very important. Bioacoustics is the measurement or the ability to understand that sound that is produced by a living organism affects matter, changes the biology. So if you can produce a wealth sound in your voice, you become the likeness of wealth. Wealth follows you around. Everywhere you go, money follows you. You don't make money. You create it with your voice. That's what I do. I speak, I get paid. I recommend you do the same thing. It's a great system. The universe has set up a sympathetic resonance system. And if you are a sympathetic vibration, if you are a harmonic match for $100,000, you don't have to do nothing except vibrate. And that vibration will tell you exactly what, in fact, it won't even tell you. Your body will automatically move. So there is a harmonic series. In other words, it is what is called the power of transmission. So there is a fundamental law of frequency based upon the rules of harmonics. So this harmonic states that if your vibration is the same as wealth, is the same as health. Now, what is vibrational healing? What is frequency healing? Can somebody please explain? What is frequency healing? It means that if you vibrate on the same level as cancer, you get cancer. If you are a vibrational match for diabetes, you will have diabetes. I don't care if you've never eaten sugar ever in your life. If you are a vibrational match for stress, you can have $100 million in the bank. You could have divine health. You could have unlimited wisdom that you know every ancient text and every secret of every secret society. You could be like Solomon. You could have 300 wives and 800 concubines and have a great relationship with all of them. And you will die miserable because you are the vibrational match for stress. It has nothing to do with what you do. It has to do with what you think. I'm trying to change how you think, and you don't want to change. But Brother Will, so what you're telling me is that I'm not thinking like a millionaire. Exactly. I'm not thinking like somebody who's in divine health and good health. Exactly. I'm not thinking like somebody who's wise. Exactly. I'm not thinking like somebody who's in a great relationship. Exactly. You got stinking thinking. Tone. You're in the wrong tone. You need atonement. You need to become at one with wealth. You need to become at one with health. You need to become at one with wisdom. You need to become at one with positive relationships. How do you do that, brother? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Now, this is how I did it. I don't know how anybody else did it. This is how I did it. The word atonement, this is the last word. It is the doctrine, according, it is the biblical doctrine of reconciliation with God. Atonement means I'm going to reconcile with wealth. Right now, me and wealth, we broke up. I don't know why I chose poverty over wealth. Wealth said, hey, come out and hang with me, become a vibrational match. I said, no, I need a doctrine. So I got me a doctrine of poverty. You got one too. So a doctrine is a particular position. It's a pitch. It's a tone. It's a tune. So you got the doctrine of poverty. You got the doctrine of disease. You got the doctrine of ignorance. And you got the doctrine of cray-crayness in relationships. Because you watch Love and Hip Hop, they fight on Love and Hip Hop. And you watch the Basketball Wives of Atlanta, and them fools are always fighting. So you figured, hey, that's how you have a relationship. So you got that tone. You got that tune because you tuned in. And they imparted cray-cray to you, and so you go and you talk to your wife cray-cray, and it don't work because you got a doctrine. There's a lot of doctrines. Now, the word doctrine comes from the Latin word doctrina, D-O-C-T-R-I-N-A. Doctrina means teaching. It means doctor. In. So the word doctrine means that the doctor is in. So I'm a doctor, and I'm in. So I got a doctrine. What is my doctrine? My doctrine is the doctrine of wealth. It is the doctrine of health. It is the doctrine of wisdom. It is the doctrine of a great relationship. It is a creed. It is a body of teachings that I present, and I'm presenting it to you today. But you're probably not receiving it because another doctor is already inside your brain. This doctor is a doctor of poverty. And that doctor has his doctrine. Doctrine means in doc. So that doctor, that teacher has docked in your brain. Set up shop. That sucker ain't going nowhere. So now you got an opposing doctor, me. So I'm a person that practices wealth, that practices health. A doctor is a person that is licensed to practice whatever they're a doctor in. So my doctor is in, my doctoral degree is in theocentricism. In fact, it is theocentric business is my doctoral. That's what I did my dissertation in. So I am licensed to practice wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. But there's another doctor that's in. So now you got a problem. You need to atone, brother. You need to atone, sister. How do you do that? Now, the word atone means to make amends for an offense or a crime that you've committed. What is the crime? It means you've made an error in judgment. So you need to be reconciled. We need to make an agreement. You need to go to the God of wealth and say, I'm sorry. I chose poverty over you. I want to make an amends for my offense. I need to make some reparations. Now, we got black folks who walk around. They're waiting for reparations from slavery. They're still waiting. I know some black folks who are still waiting for their 40 acres and a mule. Is it that the government owes them because of a wrong that was done to them? Now, I'm not in that mule. If I want 40 acres and a mule, I'm going to go buy it myself. So reparations means restoration. So I need to restore myself back, so do you, to health. I need to restore myself back to wealth. I need to restore myself back to wisdom. I need to restore myself back to how to operate to maintain a good relationship. The word restore is a state of being restored. It means to return to a former position. It means to return to a former position. It means restoration, again, is the word restore, 8-ion. In the Latin, brothers and sisters, restoration It is a state of being restored to a former original condition. So what's your former or your original condition? Now, you had a prior existence with the Father. Now, I don't know, this may be contrary to your theology, but the word atonement, it means that you are meant, you put on earth to atone for your sin of choosing to leave your position of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. You chose to drop down in vibration to poverty. You chose to drop down from divine health to this crap. You chose to leave your first estate. So now you need to heal, you need to restore, you need to renew something that was lost. In the Latin, it's the word restoratum. It has E-M at the end. It means, basically, again, to repair a building, a temple. What's the name of my program again? Oh, that's right. Chronomics Temple Restoration. Temple building. Now, I don't know what all everybody else is doing. All I know is, according to the original definition of the word, back in the 14th century, it means to restore to a former state. Now, I've done this show 10 years ago, I don't know how many years ago, about your prior existence with the Father. Now, you had a prior existence with the Father before you drank from the sea of forgetfulness and before, again, you was placed in the womb upside down, like it says in the book of Isaiah. Those people who hide in the dark, they take the truth and they turn it upside down. Why were you born head first, brother? Why were you born head first, sister? Why were you in a darkness? They take the truth. Now, they hide in the darkness, Jude 6. You're chained in darkness. Don't believe me? Read Jude 6. There's only one chapter in the book of Jude. How are you chained in darkness? It's called the electromagnetic spectrum. Why do you only perceive 1%? The definition of blindness. But if you can only see one thing out of 100 things, you're damn near close to being blind, brother. In fact, I would say you're blind. So according to the electromagnetic spectrum, we, visible light is 1%, actually less than 1% of the known electromagnetic spectrum. What the beep is the other 99%? Jude 6 says that you're chained. Now, your dirt suit, human. The fact that you are a human, that means that you take white light, you shine it through a prism, it produces color. So color is fractured, captured light. That's what you are, a captured light being. And they put you in the darkness. They put you in a dirt suit, brother. They put you in a dirt suit, sister, because you're in the wrong freaking tone. You're supposed to be on a spiritual frequency, but you, the Bible says that you were born an angel, but you're going to die like a man. Why are you going to die like a man? Because you chose to be a man. Why did you do that? We got controlled. This dude named Lucifer told us that, hey, dude, y'all join me, and he got a third of angels, which you are, contrary to your belief. You're a fallen angel. Now, I know that's a tough pill to swallow. That we sided with Lucifer, or maybe we didn't make no, because they said the people that didn't make no decision, we got bounced out of heaven too. This is a prison planet for fallen angels, brother, for fallen angels, sister. So I had to be the bearer of bad news. Now, they say some of us who are quote-unquote master numbers, we volunteered to come back. Now, I don't know why we would do that, but supposedly we did. So we said that we want to volunteer to help other people, fallen angels, become that they have to understand that they are angulas. Now, I'm a master number. That means that I figured it out and I got up out of here. And then I had a stupid attack and said that, hey, send me back down to prison. I'm going to help other people get out. Why y'all think I do what I do? Why y'all think I'm doing the show? Why do y'all think I'm doing? So if you're a master number, whether it's a number 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66, whatever master number you got, that means, according to the ancient text, that's inside the Helios Biblios, of course, that God said, hey, I need some volunteers to go down there and wake my people up. So that way they can, you know, replenish the ranks. Because y'all fools chose to leave. So I'm going to give you one more chance if you want to come back. But in order to get back, you got to do what your elder brother did. Now, I sent your brother down there to show you exactly what to do. Y'all turned him into a god and you worship him. I ain't tell you to do that, but if you want to do it, knock yourself out. But you're not going to get back by worshiping him. The only way you're going to get back is by doing what he did. And if you want to worship him, continue. But after you finish worshiping him, you might want to do what he did. That's the reason for today's show. Do you know what the word restore means? We're talking about one word, atonement. Now, you need to repair your building, your temple. For what, Doc? Why am I repairing my temple, man? I like my temple exactly the way that it is. So you can return to your prior existence. The word, the original definition of the word restoration, go to dictionary.com, type it in, go down to the very bottom of the page where it says word origin history, look at the definition, restoring to a former state. What is your former state, brother? What is your former state, sister? Oh, you don't even know you got one. That's the problem. The word restore, let's look at that word. The word restore, now remember, words establish worlds, so this is the world I live in. My world is a little different from you. I've been told on numerous occasions, brother, you wound a little too tight. Thank you. Brother, you're a little extreme. Thank you. My own children say to me, Dad, we love you, but we can only take you in stages. You know what I tell my kids? All my kids are business owners. All of them are great. They're doing outstanding. Know what I told them this morning? Raise the bar. Shine. Work harder. Like, damn, Dad, we got our own business. Everybody else our age, they partying and going to clubs. I'm working 18 hours a day. That's great. Moving. The word restore, brother, means to bring back, to reestablish your normal condition, brother. I'm not talking about something. This is your freaking birthright. This is your normal condition. This is the position you were born in. This is the mental state. The word restore means to return to a state of soundness, to return to the right tone, to the right frequency. My job is to help you reestablish your order, your focus, and your discipline. I'm here to help you reinstitute your former position, your former rank, brother, your former rank, sister. This bullshitness that you got, it ain't enough, man. That's not your original position. What was your normal condition? What was your normal status? You was and you are the offspring of God. Like it says in Psalms 82, verse 6, like I talked about in Psalms yesterday or last night's show, we read Psalms, what was it, Psalms 2, 7, where it says, this day, brother, you have become my son. I have begotten you. Do you have any idea what that statement means? You are a child of the king. You must reproduce and reconstruct your original state. That is what the word atonement means. You got to do it. It means to restore, to return to the store, to renew, to reinstitute. It means all the way down to the bottom of the page, word origin, the word restore, to give back, to build up again, to repair, to restore, to renew back again, to stand up, to make firm. It means to place the thing in its right stead. You're in the wrong stead, the wrong standing. It means to return you back to your original standing, restore. Now, I don't know what everybody else is doing. I don't know what everybody else is teaching. All I know is that you need to be atoned. First of all, you got to attune, and then you need restoration, which is another word for reparations, which is another word for atone, which is another word for atonement. Now, last but not least, let me just leave you with these nuggets. Brothers and sisters, there has to be a satisfactory doctrine that reconciles you to help, that reconciles you to wisdom, that reconciles you to a great relationship. That is the process of making consistent and compatible. You must be compatible. Right now, you're not compatible with wealth. That's why you don't have it. Now, you're not compatible with health. So that means there is a mindset. Don't do nothing. Don't try to eat right. Don't start no business. Don't go out and do a bunch of shiznits because you're not a doer. You are a beer. You are a human being that's really a spiritual being. The word, the act of reconciling means when a former estate makes an agreement to be amended back to its original estate. Reconciliation means reconcile. You need to be reconciled to wealth. You need to be reconciled to health. You need to be reconciled to wisdom. You need to be reconciled to great relationships, all of which are inside of God. So, again, my definition of God are those four elements. And you can add a bunch of others, whatever. Now, you got to be reconciled, brother. You got to be reconciled, sister, because right now you must reestablish the frequency of your former mindset, the way of thinking, because your thoughts, not your actions, your thoughts determines your feelings. Your feelings determines your actions. Now, the word reconcile means to win over. It means to compose or to settle. It means to bring into an agreement or harmony. Brothers and sisters, you need to bring yourself back into harmony with wealth, with health, with wisdom, and with a great relationship. Now, that means to make good again. Right now, it's not good. You need to make it good again. Now, reconcile really is reconciliation or reconciliate. Now, conciliate means to overcome the distrust and hostility. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. You need to conciliate, consolidate, if you will. Conciliation, that means to gain or to win trust, to gain favor. You got to overcome. Now, remember, how do you do that? Your blueprint overrides your imprint. No blueprint, no, that imprint that you got, that's, what is the imprint? Poverty, what is the imprint? Disease, what is the imprint? Ignorance, what is the imprint? Negative relationship, how do we get rid of it? The best way to get rid of it is to override it through conciliation. Do you know the word conciliation is the word counsel? The word consideration means to bring together or unite a council. Now, that's the same thing as what I've been talking about, the word declare and decree. That means you assemble together a step-by-step process, which is the same word as blueprint. So whether you declare a decree, whether you use a blueprint, whether you're still doing one thing, you're restoring, you're reconciling, you are returning back to the original tune. You're going back to your prior existence. The word council is the assembling of persons summoned. But if you go down to the bottom of the page of dictionary.com, where the word origin, you're going to find the 12th century word, Anglo-French word, or definition. It means body of counselors. It's a group of people who meet together. This word means to call what is a claim. Let me say that again. The word counsel means to call your claim. Let me say that again. The word counsel is that mean basically you got a claim. What's your claim, brother? What's your claim, sister? Well, I had a prior existence with a father. So now, by virtue of right, the word claim means I'm going to demand by the virtue of my right. I'm going to demand as a right, as a due. Why? I'm a joint heir. I'm a royal priest. I'm going to demand the recognition. It is my right. It is my title. I'm going to exert my right. The devil want to make sure that you don't listen to people like me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm going to tell you who you are by right. And I'm going to tell you what Psalms 82 says. And I'm going to tell you what Psalms 2 says. Psalms 2:7 says, the king proclaims the Lord's decree. Now, if you're not doing what I've been saying, going all the way back to Romans 12:2, going back to Psalms 82, going back to declaring and decreeing that we talked about inside of the evening show, because this is what God did. God says, I am making a decree. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Psalms 2 verse 7. So I am his son. I'm made in his image and his likeness. I am his offspring. I'm a royal priest. I am a holy nation. I am a joint heir. I have been justified. I have been sanctified. I have been glorified. I have been called for such a time as this. I don't know about you, but I'm going to make a claim. I'm going to assert and maintain a fact, and I am making this claim, and this is how I am restoring and reconciling myself to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, or reconciling myself back to God. And how am I doing it? I got a blueprint. Now, this word claim means to call or to call out, to ask or to demand by virtue of right or authority. Now, I have dunamis power. I speak with authority. Why? Because I got a blueprint. I got a plan. I can declare. That means I got a step-by-step system that allows me to decree. That means I have power. So you can only declare what you know. You cannot declare a dream. You cannot declare a dream. You cannot declare a wish. You cannot declare a belief. You can only declare one's title. So my question to you today, brother, what is your title? I'm a master teacher 33. Who the hell are you? What's your title? What's your position? What's your calling? What's your anointing? What's your diaconia? Oh, you don't know? Then you have no authority. When the devil shows up at your house and does this, don't open the door. Why? Because you have no power. Jesus spoke as one having authority, but where did he get it from? He got it from knowing his title, his position. I am not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. Why are you here? Jesus said the same thing. Jesus, what are you doing, dog? Let me take you up on a mountain. Hey, I'm going to give you all of this stuff, dude. Just do what I do. He says, nope. It's not written, you should not tempt the Lord thy God. So I'm going to tell you the same thing. Worship Jesus, but when you finish, you might want to read what he did, and you might want to do what he did. That's the only way. That's your blueprint. He is the first blueprint of many blueprints. He's the firstborn of many brothers. Why does Yahushua call you his brother, not his peasant, and not his son? Why do he say, touch me not, for I have not ascended unto, this is what Jesus said. Touch me not, for I have not ascended unto my God and your God, unto my Father and your Father. Why did he say that? That's inside your Bible. Nobody talks about that. Now, I'm not telling you not to worship him. I'm just telling you when you're done, you might want to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him. That's why he had disciples. Disciples is what Yahushua had. He did not have peasants. He did not have worshipers. He says, come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. What are you doing? Are you a disciple of Yahushua? Are you a worshiper of Yahushua? Which one? Do you know what a disciple is? A disciple is a pupil who adheres to a doctor who's in, a.k.a. doctrine. Let me make sure you understand, brother, because you may have on the wrong hat. You may be performing the wrong function. You may be running the wrong race. You're going to stand before the Father. Hey, I heal devils in your name. I cast out demons in your name. I heal the sick. I did this. I did that. And he's going to say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Why? You was not my disciple. A disciple is the following of the doctrines of a teacher. It means a pupil. The original word all the way down at the bottom means a descendant. A disciple, brothers, is somebody who is a discerner. A disciple means a person who's in a position to learn. It's the ability, again, to do what the teacher is doing. That means that you do, you follow what he does. You don't sit in a pew and worship what he did. You do the same thing. So Jesus said, the thing that I have done, you shall do. He didn't say that you shall worship. He said you should do those things. That's your blueprint. Now, the only way to override your core imprint is to find your authentic blueprint. Let me say that again. The only way to override your core imprint is to find your authentic blueprint. Let me say that again. The only way this problem that you got that keeps coming around, that keeps you poor, that keeps you ignorant, that keeps you sick, that keeps you in bad relationship, is that to find your original desire to restore, to go back to your prior existence with the Father when you had a position in heaven. And whatever you did in heaven, you got to do the same thing on earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, where? On earth, as it is in heaven. Whatever you did in heaven, as above, so below. But you don't know what you did in heaven. That's why you're not doing it on earth. Brother, sister, you might want to tune in. You might want to tune in to your original frequency. That way you can get your original modality or your original way that you're supposed to act or think, I should say, so that way you know how to act. That comes only from the big G that ain't on this planet. Only way you get in touch with him, tune in to his frequency. It's called sympathetic resonance. My brothers and my sisters, I'm over time. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Again, tonight, 7 p.m., we're going to continue with how to overcome and override. We go further down the rabbit trail. Now, remember, this is the PG stuff. This is for the general public. During the 7 p.m. shows, yeah, that's the private stuff. That's the real deal Holyfield stuff. That's none of this high school stuff that we talk about here. We talk about real devils and demons and how to override them. And hopefully you guys have been tuning in and listening because this is some powerful stuff. So tonight, 7 p.m., again, please, brothers and sisters, make sure that you tune in. If you're not a part of the Clarinomics temple building, you can't build your temple. You can. It's going to take you a lot longer. I recommend that you email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, that email, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because tonight we're talking about how to break the pattern or the condition or the program. We talk about the unconscious. This deals with the subconscious and the conscious. Tonight at 7, what we've been dealing with in that series is the unconscious, the stuff that you're not even aware of. The demons and devils that's running your life, you don't even know they're there. We've got to get rid of them suckers too. So my brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, Bethesiel Rogers. That means I dwell in the shadow of God 24/7, 365. It's cool hanging out in the shade, in the shadow of God. I suggest you find out your Hebrew name and what you're supposed to be doing and get busy. His name is Yahuwah. He has a son named Yahushua. He has a ruach, a mental disposition that always, without a doubt, this mental disposition leads you and guides you. It never manipulates or cons you. And as always, my brothers, and as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs. so I give it to him for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.